Okay. So we're doing Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. It's I guess a new sugya, and it's a short little Gemara. There's an interesting machlokas Rashi Tosfos, and then there's a interesting Shitas Tosfos. Maybe we'll get to. Okay, it should keep us busy for the next tomorrow. Also, we're on, I think. Or the Wednesday, right? In theory. Okay. Fine. So let's see. So it's where'd it go? Tana Rabbanan. Near Chanukah Mitzvah Lanicha. It's like two-thirds of the way down the page. Star at the beginning of the line. So Near Chanukah Mitzvah Lanicha Pesach Beis Mechatz. So the mitzvah is to put the Near Chanukah by the doorway of your house on the outside. Okay? The doorway of your house on the outside. Fine. Im Hayadar Ba'aliyah. Let's say you live in an attic, I guess. Right, and you don't have a doorway to the outside, right? I guess you enter your house through the inside, right? Like you guys, like the third floor, right? Like your apartment's like that, right? Yeah. So menichol b'chalon asmuchol l'shasrab. Then you put it by the window, which is over, you know, close to the shasrab, so the passerbyers will see it at the window. Right. Implication is if you do have a door, though, you should put it by the door. You shouldn't put it by the window, right? Put it by the door outside. But apparently that's better. But if you don't have that option, so then you should put it by the window. Obishas ha-sakana, in the time of sakana, it's danger, me'nicha al shulchano v'dayal. So danger means you can't even put it on the window. If you're going to put it in a visible sight, then they're going to kill you or whatever it is. So then you just put it on the table and that's enough. Okay. Fine. Like I said, it goes on, but let's stop here. Okay, so Rashi. So Rashi says, "Mi v'chutz mishum pesu menisa." Okay, and to publicize America. The lo birshus haravim, but not in birshus haravim, ela bechatzera. Shebateim haypsichu mechatzera. So he's saying it's like this: that their houses used to open up to a courtyard, and the courtyard would open up to the birshus haravim. Okay, so you put it outside of your door. Rashi's saying you put it outside your door, which is going to be in your chatzer, right? Because it's house, courtyard, Rosh Hashanah. So you put it out right outside the door of your house, it's going to be in the courtyard. But not, he's saying, don't put it all the way by the door of the chatzer. Okay, then it will really be in the Rosh Hashanah. Don't do that. Rather, put it right outside the door of your house. Okay? Fine. Okay. Now, next Rashi. Yeah, and that's what Tosfos is going to argue with, by the way. I guess we'll see. He doesn't have a place like right in the courtyard to put it. Then he puts it on the inside, right near the window, which is closer to Shazrab. Okay, the window closest facing the street. So the Persians had a law on the day of their holiday, that you wouldn't light a candle, but in their, no candles will be lit, but in their house of Ozar. So you can maybe get them. Okay, fine. So, okay. Alrighty. Any questions? Okay. So, I mean, the steps in the Gemara here are kind of interesting, and maybe we'll take them up. That's, maybe we'll try that either later today or tomorrow. But the stages, like, first best thing is the door, second best thing is the window. Third best thing is that on your table. You know, like, it demands an analysis in some way. But let's hold off on that. Let's just get to the Rashi Tosa. So Tosa says, Mitzvah l'nichal pesach beis mechatz. Put it by the door of your house on the outside. Umayri d'leka chatzer. Tosa says it's talking about a unique case where you don't have a courtyard. Okay, it's directly your house goes to the Shazrab. Okay? El bayit omei tzom ha-Shazrab. Your house is right close to the Shazrab, and therefore you're putting it outside your house, and it's in the street, in the Shazrab, like right outside your house. Aval im yesh chatzer lefnei habayis, right, but if you have a courtyard, mitzvah laniach al pesach chatzer, then the mitzvah is to put it by the opening of the chatzer, by the Shazrab. The Amar lekaman, right, how does he know? So he's bringing some gemaras. Chatzer sheyesh lo shnei pesachim tzirich shnei neiros. Right, that's our Gemara, right? From Chashad. It says if your courtyard has two doorways, you need two candles. So what do you mean if your courtyard has two doorways? Courtyard, see, what does it do with the courtyard? It should have to do with the house. Right, according to Rashi, for instance, that you're always lighting it Okay, I mean the basic point here, so what's the machlokes? So the basic case, the case of the machlokes is if you have a house which opens up to the courtyard, which opens up to Rosh Hashanah, where do you light? According to Rashi, you light by the door of your house. Always light by the door of your house. According to Tosos, you light by the door of the courtyard. According to Tosos, it's always by the Rosh Hashanah, right by the Rosh Hashanah, by the door of your courtyard. Or if you don't have a courtyard, then by the door of your house. According to Rashi, it's always by the door of your house. Okay? So Tosa says, I'll prove it to you, because it says, Chotzer Sheish Shnei Pesachim, a courtyard which has two doors. Now, if Rashi is right that you always light it at the doorway of your house, then who really cares how many doors the courtyard has? The question is, what does your house have? It should be if your house has two different doors. Right? So, well, am I really light it by a courtyard? And since you light it by the courtyard has two openings, one on the other, you know, different opposite sides, then that's the Chashan case. So how's Rashi going to explain that? You remember what Rashi said on that? It's funny, but we do. I mean, you wouldn't have noticed it if you didn't know about this machlokas previously. But Rashi there said, Chatzah Sheish Hashanei Pesachim, he said, he basically takes it out of the simple pshat. He says, Sheish Lebayis Shnei Pesachim Such Mechatzah. He means that the house has two doors which open up to the chatzah, to the courtyard. So even though it says chatzer sheish le pesachim, doesn't mean the courtyard has two doors. It's a chatzer that has two doors opening up into it. It's not doors of the chatzer; it's doors into the chatzer. So you light in the chatzer, but if your chatzer has two doors which open up into it, a northern door and an eastern door, let's say, so then you have to light it, you know, both. So it's not smooth. It's not that smooth. The smoother way to read is Tosas, and that's what Tosas brings out as support. Means that the courtyard, essentially, in a courtyard has two doors, so then you light in both of them. Okay, so that's one proof Tosas brings. I mean, this is interesting, because you'll see there's few Tosas Raya Tosas bring, and all of them, if you look at the Rashi's on the spot, you see he learns the Gemara's differently. It's like, you know, you wouldn't notice it if not for us noticing this Tosas, but you know, I'll show you. So then it says like this. Also, it says, Vamina Nami, another Gemara Tosas brings to support, Nershiesh Lashnei Pios, Olashnei Bnei Adam. So it's talking about a candle. If you have one vessel that has two openings, right? It's like some earthenware thing has two openings. So you have like a wick and two different openings. So it's two wicks coming out of it. So it says that could count for two different people. Okay, so it says two wicks, two flames, even though it's one vessel. Okay, one source of oil. So apparently you'd have a havmin to think it's one candle, but not the fire is differentiated. As long as there are two fires, so it's two candles. So it counts for two people. So he says, what do you mean, two people? Two people, how do you even have two people? It's one. Every house only needs one candle. So he says, so it must be talking about mashma l'shnei batim. What's it talking about? The basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is each house has to have one candle. So therefore, if you tell me you have one thing counts for two houses, how could that be? If Rashi's right that you always put it at the doorway of your house, right? At the doorway of your house, then how is it going to work out that you can have, even if they're next door neighbors, they have two different locations where they're supposed to put it, because you put it opposite the other side of the mezuzah. So, right? So the mezuzah coming in is on the right, and the Ner Chanukah is going to be on the left. So they can't be left of both houses. So it's going to turn out, how could you have one candle which is going to count for two houses? But if Tosas is right, but if Tosas is right that they really put it by the doorway of the courtyard, so you're going to have at this courtyard, again, you have many houses open up to a courtyard. So the doorway of the courtyard, you're going to have, let's say, 10 people who have to light there. Oh, so if you have one jug which has two wicks, so it'll count for both people. Okay, good. So Mark's mentioning is that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi learns that it's talking about really one house, right? That's what Rashi learns. So if you look over there, it's again, this is the Gemara on, where is it? Afkimal on the base. Yeah, Chodom is at the top. So Rashi says, jump to that part. Yeah, Ola l'shnei b'nei Adam l'mahadrim ha'osin ner l'chalach ha'bechav. Talking about one house, You obviously only light it according to Rashi by the door of your house, so it can't possibly be one candle for two houses, but in the house you can do Mahadran. So if you're doing Mahadran, you're lighting for the number of people in your household. So it means you could have one vessel which has two wicks, will count for two people. So Rashi's going to learn that the case is talking about for people who are doing Mahadran. Which isn't the hardest thing to say. I mean, why not? Right? I mean, Mahadran, people do Mahadran. Right? I guess, though, like, maybe you could have just said, because I don't really know, but, I mean, you'd assume most people either do the basic mitzvah, right, Ner Shebeisel, or Mahadran, and Mahadran. Right? And if you do that, then it should say it counts for two nights. If you do Mahadran and Mahadran. I mean, you're actually going to have to say the Gemara is, like, specifically talking about a case of Mahadran. You know, whereas according to Tosfos, he'll say it doesn't mean it's for two households. So, but either way, I mean, you could read the Gemara either way. It's not really, I don't think it's conclusive. About Tosfos is just saying it's a support. But that's not, obviously, it's not, these things aren't conclusive, either one way or another. Presumably the Machlokas here is based upon a Sva. What's the, you know, how the mitzvah is set up. Which is interesting to see how, like, you know, one argument ends up, you know, carrying through, and how they learn all these different Gemaras. You have to just take your sheet and carry it through. We always assume it's by the house, right? I mean, it sounds to us like, who would ever have thought of that? It was put in the house, right? Like Rashi. Right? Patosus, I know. But it really turned out according to Tosos. I mean, it's a funny case, but according to Tosos, if you have, let's say, 10 houses which open up into one courtyard, so at the opening of that courtyard, you're going to have everybody lighting their menorahs. You're going to have like a ton of menorahs right by the opening of the courtyard. Right? I mean, hopefully they don't have a lot of kids in their families. And Hajj and Menorah, you're going to have like a, you know, you're going to have some sort of a structure built up, stacking them. Okay, so that's my whole guess. Straight, straight. I mean, the facts are pretty basic, right? Do you light by your doorway or by the door of the courtyard? Right. Okay. Yeah, so maybe let me, try to go there. Okay, so I think the first step is the step, what Chaim was started with. Okay, which is that, I mean, the way we've been previously learning is that it's basically like Rashi, that the idea is that you're defining the bias as like a makom v'piyasim. Right? Which is that, or another way of saying it is that the mitzvah is to use your house to be a mefarsa in the nes. And you do that by lighting a candle in your house, or right by your house, by the door of your house. And thereby, your house is a mefarsim, is a vehicle of piersim. And if you go into Kal Yisrael, we're a Jewish city, and all the houses are being used as piersim centers, so to speak. And that's part of the idea, is that the bottom of Kal Yisrael serve the function of Pearson. Okay, so you're defining the bias. So you can't define the bias by in the street, in the chotzer, and the chotzer is already removed from the bias. In order to define the bias, you define the bias by the door of the bias. Like mezuzah, for instance, mezuzah defines the bias, you do it by the door of the bias. Okay, so according to Rashi, it's a din of defining the bias. Okay, so in which case the question is, and that's the simple idea, Ner Shebeisel. That's good. Why is it that one candle suffices for a house? Because the mitzvah is to define the bias. So that's chal on the b'nei bias. It's one obligation for the dwellers of the house to use their bias as a vehicle of piyusim. Once you have one candle in there, then the bias is a vehicle of piyusim. Okay, so that's kind of the way we've been learning, implicitly assuming, talking, right? So it's not, that's good. And so we wouldn't even imagine there's another position. But Tosfos doesn't hold that. I mean, I think if you say that you're not lighting on at the house, you'd be lighting a very distance from the house. So it's hard to say. I mean, it's true. Is that I hear it. If you would say if you had a chutzah for one guy, you could taina that it's that your front yard is an extension of your house. So you're defining your house through its front yard. But once you see this courtyard isn't what we think of as a front yard. It's a joint communal area. Right? I mean, it could be some sort of like a, maybe it would be like a cul-de-sac, or I don't know, we don't really have these things, you know? But some joint area, which it's hard to say that's an extension of any house, that you're defining the house through the courtyard. It's a root from the house. It belongs to all the houses. So it would seem you have to say that it doesn't hold by that. So I think that's a good first solid step. That Tosa doesn't hold by it. He doesn't hold by that idea. So then what? Okay. So what then? Because, and I think this is kind of what Morris was getting at, is that It does seem like Pirsum, the Mizan HaChanukah, has something to do with the bias. I mean, are we doing some Ja bias? That's it. Doesn't do the bias anymore. Just the obligation to light candles. Nothing to do with houses. I mean, then everyone should just light candles wherever they are. Light candles in the street. Light candles anywhere. I mean, it's Ner Shebeisa. It certainly seems to have something to do with bias. So if we're saying it's not a din of qualifying the house, so what then? What's the role of bias in the mitzvah? Right? For instance, even he holds you have to put it by the chotzer. He doesn't hold you can do it in the middle of the street. The Rosh Hashanah, he has to do it right by the chotzer, which somehow is related to the house. Right? And definitely bias has to do with the Hanukkah. Like you say, a guy who's homeless doesn't have a house, doesn't know it's in the Hanukkah. A guy just lives in the forest. They don't say light in the forest. I mean, right? So then I think the question then is, so what then is the role of bias in the mitzvah, according to Dosos? You know what I mean? Okay, so that's pointed. I think that's so far you're on, you know, good grounds, solid, and pointing towards the question. I don't know if you have that many choices now. You know what I mean? So you're not, it's not like we're not, at this point, this is the methodologies. We're not just defining a machlokas now. These steps are solid steps. All we have to do is just answer questions. What's Tosos? You know, formulate Tosos. You know what I mean? That's why it's not just like, what could they possibly be arguing about? No, Rashi's good. He's solid. Tosos doesn't hold by Rashi, but must hold something about bias. What's his formulation, you know? So maybe, I'm going to say what you're saying, but tell me if this is, I'm going to say it a little differently. Is that he's, or maybe it's the same thing, is that, that the idea is not that the houses of Kal Yisrael have are makom makomos of Pearson. That's not the halacha, but the halacha is that the households of Kal Yisrael, there's a phenomenon of a household, and every household in Kal Yisrael is involved in Pearson Anais. So it's like an activity of households. There's a phenomenon. It's a type of a social unit of a household, b'nei bayis, and that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that the units, the households, every household, Ne'er Shebeisa, every household is involved in Pearson. Now, if you'd have a household that would go out into Times Square and put down a candle, so I'd say that has nothing to do with the household. Like, how is that an activity of the household? Now, since the mitzvah is that the household has to be a Pearson of the household, that every household is being Pearson in the Nes, so the Maisa Pearson, the Maisa Adlaka, has to relate to this unit of the household. Okay, it has to be an expression of the household. Now, where does a household make public expressions? Okay, for instance, if you had a household who wanted to do a public demonstration, and they wanted to do that, where would they do that? So every house, the houses have, basically, where do households do stuff? So it depends what kind of stuff. The private stuff they do inside their house, and the more public stuff they do in their courtyard. That's the idea of the courtyard. The courtyard is a place which functions for the people who live in the houses of the courtyard to do their semi-private stuff or whatever. They're not doing it in the street. Not stuff which isn't really public stuff. They're not going into Rosh Hashanah oven, but it's not private stuff that they want to do behind the wall, you know. Just they do whatever, you know, they play ball, they do whatever, you know, whatever. It's a place. The activities, it's designated for activities of the people who live in the chatzar, who live in the houses of the chatzar. Right? That's where the pickup game, the pickup football game of all the houses here, they do it in this courtyard. It's not for everybody else, it's their courtyard. So if you say is that the activity, the household must be involved in Pearson Hanes, so where would they do that? The most appropriate place is you go to the boundary of the chatzar. Because again, Pearson, one klal in Pearson is you always want to do as public as possible. Okay, you know, that's the idea. If you want to publicize something, you don't go to the last public spot, you go to the most public spot. So they go to the extreme of their courtyard, which is the most public spot of their place which functions for their activities, and they light a candle there. And that's thereby the household is involved in Pearson. Now you can have 10 candles there, because each household has to be involved in Pearson. Every house in Kleisho. So there are 10 households in this courtyard, so you can have 10 candles, or 10 in a row, or whatever. So the thing is that this way, every household is involved in the Pearson. So, but it has to be, so again, there's the idea, it has to be as far out as possible, but it still has to be close enough that it's still related, still could be defined as an activity of the household. house. Okay. So just maybe to focus. Okay, Mark's asking questions. Help focus is that. So the role of house in the mitzvah is, according to Rashi, the house is the makom ha-pirsum. Okay? It's the vehicle. The vehicle of the pirsum, the house. According to Tosfos, it's not. It's the house is really like, it's involved in the gavra of the pirsum. The gavra of the pirsum is the household. Okay, there's a unit called households. Within the community, there's households. So the house is that which, so to speak, sets up the gavra, the unit of who's chayiv the mitzvah? The bias. But the bias, not the structure. It's under the structure of a house. But a structure of a house, because of the way houses work, they create members, b'nei bias. They create households. Okay, that's what I mean, households, the b'nei bias. So the house, like, delineates or is mitzaref, joins together the people who live in the house to one gavra and says, this household, there is a social unit. People who live in one house are there's a household. They file tax returns jointly, whatever. There's an idea of a household. So that's like the gavra. It's not the structure of the house per se. Neresh ubeso, it's nothing to do with the structure of a house per se. But it ish ubeso, a man and his household. So the bias creates the unit of a household. And the mitzvah has nothing to do with the structure of the house, and that's why he does it wherever the household does the most public place that the household would do their activity. You know what I mean? Right, it's different. Right, exactly. So like it's right. So a case of a guy, let's say you don't have a house, let's say you just own a factory or some farm, some whatever where you don't live. So that's not an idea of a household. There's a certain idea. I mean, I think the idea, the way the mitzvah is set up, but there's an idea of a society is comprised, a community is comprised of its members, but of its households. There's like the basic units of a society are the households. Each household, every household should have the flag. Because every household should have. There's certain the community society is comprised of the households within it. So the halacha is every household should be involved in pirsumanes. But I mean, not every factory owner. It's a different idea. I mean, it's an idea of households is what makes up a community. Now you may have a factory, but that's not the mitzvah. Mitzvah is on the house. Now the question is, if a guy lives, I'm not sure what would happen. If a guy lives in the forest somewhere, so he doesn't have a house. As you're saying, according to Tosfos, is that a household? Like if he and his family live out in the forest, so it's not in a house really. Right? They just live out in the open sky. So now, according to Rashi, the mitzvah is define your bias. You don't have bias, you can't do the mitzvah. But according to Tosfos, it's really not a din of a bias. It's just it's the gavra. So could you not have a household? Why can't we have a household if we live out in the forest? What? Right, qualifies the gavra. So otherwise, but that's like saying it falls upon that gavra of a household. It doesn't fall on each individual, but it falls on the household. But it's just funny, the way it sets itself up is if a guy doesn't have a house, it's going to turn out he doesn't have a chiyuv. I guess. I'm not sure. I mean, that's what, probably you'd say that. What about that guy? A break, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, like, you know, it's not going to break the system because of one that guy, because those guys don't actually exist. I don't think. I mean, homeless guys. Homeless guys, I guess. Like, people don't actually live in it, right? I guess they're homeless. I guess that's how it is, right? Homeless. A homeless guy, that's really the question, right? You have to be in the forest, but... Yeah, it's really homeless. It's true. I mean, that's what David says is true. I mean, this expresses itself in many cases because it's such a fundamental question in the mitzvah. And it does. That's what Tosfos shows. I mean, you look at Tosfos, he quotes a few Gemaras where it expresses itself. Definitely. One thing I would just think, so it turns out, I mean, it's really, you can kind of see, it's like, how did Chazal set up the mitzvah here? Right? Did they set it up that it's like the households of Kal Yisrael are involved in Pirsum? Or did they set it up that like a society, like you could look at a society as comprised of like households, as like the social unit called households, or you could look at it as like homes. You could look at it from like a physical city idea, you know what I mean? And a city is comprised of homes. And all the homes are vehicles of Pearson. You know what I mean? It's like two different ideas. Like one is all the households as gavras, every household is doing Pearson. And the other idea is that every home... It's like the topography of the land of the city is a city of Pearson through all the homes of the city. You know, it's like two different ideas of how they structure the mitzvah to bring about this net effect of a society involved in Chesed Hanes. Yeah, I'm just thinking one point is that if you say it's a din in the household, like according to the Tosfos, you can understand the idea of Mehadrin. Because Mehadrin is basically saying is we light a candle for every person in the household. So it's like the Pearson takes place through the unit of the household. And every unit of the household is doing it. But the Mehadrin is that you illustrate how many people this household is comprised of. It's like the household is involved, and it's true, it's one unit, but it's one unit which is comprised of parts. So it like illustrates the nature of the household, so to speak, you know, and that's, it's like brings out the, it's a household of five, it's a household of, you know, it like underscores that it's a household and it's then reflects the character of the household. It's not just a candle here, but it reflects that it's like the candles on behalf of the household, through reflecting the number of the, you know, it's on behalf of the entire household. You know what I mean? It's not just a random thing. Okay, let's light how many people are in the house. Like went to Rashi, define the bias. So, okay, so why do you put the number of people in the house? What does that have anything to do with them? So you say, because the chiyuv, that's how many people are chayuv. Okay, so what? You know, but if it's like an idea of households are doing it, so it's really under, it's reflecting the nature of the gavra of the mitzvah. I mean, you say something like that for Rashi, but I don't know, it seems like, seems more natural than Tosis' life. What's going on for the next time here? Okay, so the next thing I want to take up is, this is, I guess, for tomorrow, is what happens now? Fine. So what are these levels? First of all, if you have a house, you have to put it by the door. If you have a door, you put it by the door. If you don't have a door, because you live upstairs, then you put it by your window. So apparently, if you do have a house, right, if you do have a house and you have a door, you can't just put it by your window. You have to put it by the door, by the Pesach Pesach Mechutz. So, what's the why? Right, it's a good question. Is that like Ma'akev? Like, let's say you you decide you have a door, but you don't want to do it. You put it by your window. Would you be Yotzei? Well, if you have one, you're supposed to do it by your door. If you have the option of door, then you're supposed to do door. But if you don't have a door, then you do window. So, but I'm saying, let's say you do have a door and you have a window, and you say, I don't want to do door, I'm going to do window. Is that what you, are you going to be Yotzei Mitzvah or not? I don't know the answer to that. It's a good question. But either way, definitely, l'chachila, you have to do it. You have to do it by the door. So why is that? And then the more to work on is this question of sakana. So it says, shas sakana, so you can light as any put on your table. Now let's say, so how does that work exactly? So there's a famous thing, there's a famous sheet of Tosos. I don't know if you guys did this, but Tosos holds that just means, and it's based on Tosos, but shas sakana. And it says another Tosos Eshas Kana, and also one higher up. But basically, Tosos holds that there was a historical transformation in the midst of Ner Chanukah. And you've heard this probably, is that nowadays we light for the inside, because people live inside. He holds that when there became a Sakana, Chazal changed the mitzvah and said that now the mitzvah is for the people inside. And that's how it was permanently. And that's why Tosos says that nowadays it doesn't really matter when you light. Even though originally it says you have to light from that, you know, from Shkia until Techorim and Ashok. He says that was then. But now they changed the mitzvah. Nowadays it's for people inside. And inside you can do whatever time you want. It doesn't really matter. So he holds that the mitzvah was really changed. Shas HaSakana, when it says Shas HaSakana, it doesn't mean at a particular time when it's dangerous. It means from the time that the Sakana came about and until the end of history or whatever. The mitzvah was changed. And now the candles are really for people inside. No, everywhere it was changed, that's it. I think everywhere. I don't know, maybe you could argue Israel, I don't know, but let's say everywhere. Let's keep it simple. He doesn't say not everywhere. But the Rambam doesn't say anything like that. The Rambam seems like he learns it just means Bishas Zakana, which means that if it's a Zakana, then you light it inside. And if it's not a Zakana, you light it outside. Right? So like a big question would be, like let's say nowadays, should you light it inside or outside? It would seem according to Tosfos, you should light it inside. Seem according to the Rambam, you should light it outside. Different question is the winds or whatever, but let's say put, you know, you could light it outside, you know. Tosa says it was changed. Also the timing. I mean, Tosa says the timing doesn't really matter because it's for people inside anyways.
Same time during the night.
Same time during the night. Right. That's that Tosa's Dilah Likmalik, which it's a little Tosa on top. The end of it, really nearer. The very end. He says now they're relying for the inside, it doesn't matter. But I think you have to look at I guess you should look at that Tosa's Dilah Likmalik. And the little Tosos of Bishas HaSakana. Okay, I mean, they're two short Tosos. And you can look at the Rambam on this thing also. And also, a question is, I don't really answer this either, but according to the Rambam, or simple, let's say, for instance, Let's say I live in an attic, so I have to put it on the street. Right? I have to put it by my window. Now, let's say my window is higher than 20 amos. Okay? So, higher than 20 amos doesn't work, right? So, the Rambam says, if you do it inside 20 amos, it doesn't work. Lo klum, you didn't do anything. But, so let me ask you, so then why don't you just light it on your table? Or would you just light it? When the Rambam says, Shas Sakana, you do it on your table. Is that only Sakana, because it's dangerous? Or let's say you just don't have a window, let's say you live in a bomb shelter. So you don't have a window, you don't have a door, you don't have anything. So then do you put it on your table? Or is it, it sounds from the Rambam that it's specifically a case of Shas Sakana. Look at it. Because he says if it's higher than 20, you didn't do anything. What do you mean? At the very least, you did it on your table. You know, so that's just interesting to consider. I mean, well, what's within the Rambam? Okay, but what's the machlokes in the Rambam and Tosas? Tosas sounds funny. They changed the mitzvah. Why they changed the mitzvah? It just sounds like a stretch. It's also, but the Rambam's also a little hard, is that if the mitzvah is you have to light it by your window, how is it that Shas HaKan you can just put it on your table? And how does that work? Right? I mean, either one is difficult. Yeah. I could just say they changed it, but why? I'm not bothered by so much saying that they could change it. I mean, those say they changed it, so look, I don't know, because the Chazal could change things. It's the Mitzvah Darabanan anyways. They can't change it there, right? So, but it's Darabanan. They could change it. But why should they need to change it? Why do that? Sounds like overkill. Why need to change it? Just say when it's not kind of like Darabanan. When it's not kind of, you do it inside. When it's not, so you do it outside. But now they change it forever? Why do we have to worry about, because then it was a Sakana. We live in America, and it's not a Sakana. So that because the one time there were Persians who said that you can't light candles, that's it. Now for all eternity, it's changed. I mean, why, it just sounds far fetched. Why should they do that? And you'll say, Rambam says that's what happens. It seems. So you can look at the Rambam. It's easy to find the Rambam and the Tosafot. Hopefully, we'll do that tomorrow.